الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. After the battle of Khandaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Al-an naghzuhum wa la yaghzuna. From now onwards, we will march towards the enemy, and the enemy will not march towards us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this statement explained that the landscape had changed. Now, the Muslims will be in a position of strength, and they will not be fighting defensive, rather they will be fighting offensive. They will not be reactive, but they will be proactive. Hence we find in the month of Rabiul Awwal, the sixth year after Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the battle, on the expedition of the Banu, which is known as the expedition of the Banu Lahyan, in order to take revenge from the Banu Lahyan tribe for the betrayal of 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the incident of Raji'. The incident of Raji' had taken place 2 years prior to this, in which these Sahaba radiallahu anhum were betrayed, many of them were assassinated, and a few of them were sold over to the Kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama, and thereafter they were assassinated by them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very deeply affected by this incident, and now he decided to take revenge from the Banu Lahyan tribe. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled a long distance to go and take revenge from this tribe is a clear indication of the position of strength in which the Muslims now were. So just a summary of the incident of Raji, it's a very detailed incident, but the summary of that incident for us to understand why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so deeply affected, and why he decided to take revenge from this tribe. In the month of Safar, the fourth year after Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. There are two reasons that are mentioned in the books of history and seerah that for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sending them. One reason is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent them out as spies. And the other reason is that the tribe of Adal and Qara had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They pretended to have accepted Islam, and they request from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should send some Sahaba radiallahu anhum to them in order to teach them deen, to teach them Islam, and to teach them how to recite the Quran and Majid, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a group of 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When they reached a place called Raji', the Adal and Qara tribe, they had betrayed these 10 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they called the Banu Lahyan tribe in order to come and assassinate these Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Banu Lahyan came with 200 of their people, 100 of whom were archers. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the small group of Sahaba, see what is going on, they go up a hill in order to protect themselves for some type of security. They ascend this hill and they climb up the hill. So the Banu Lahyan say to them that we are not going to interfere with you all. We give you safety. You should come down from this hill. However, the leader of these 10 Sahaba, the Amir Asim bin Thabit radiallahu an, he says, "Amma ana fala anziru fi dhimmatil kafir," that I will not descend and come down from this hill excepting the protection of a kafir. I'm not prepared to accept the protection of a kafir. So I will fight. And he goes on to say, Allahumma akhbir anna rasulak. Oh Allah, inform your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what is happening to us. And then he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma inni ahmi laka deenak, fahmi li lahmi. Oh Allah, I am protecting your deen. So you protect my dead body after I pass away. You protect my body, protect my flesh, protect my corpse after I pass away, because I am protecting your deen. So in this way, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum fight, and 7 of the 10 become shaheed. With regards to Asim radiallahu an, after he passes away, the Banu Lahyan wanted to sell his body to a woman by the name of Sulafa bint Sa'ad. And the reason why they wanted to sell his body over to her is that he had killed 2 of her sons in the battle of Uhud. And she had taken a vow and an oath that she will drink wine in the skull of Asim radiallahu an. So the Banu Lahyan wanted to sell off his body to her. However, after the battle was over, when they came close to the body of Asim radiallahu an, through the barakah and the blessings of the dua that he made, that Allah must protect his body, a swarm of bees, of wasps came and protected his body and did not allow the disbelievers to come close to his body. And later on that night, Allah sent a flood, and because of that flood, the body of Asim radiallahu anhu was washed away from that area. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected his body. The 3 sahaba that were remaining, Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu an, and Abdullah bin Tariq radiallahu an, they finally accepted to come down from that hill, accepting the safety and protection of the kuffar, taking their word. When they come down, after a short while, the kuffar begin to fasten them and tie them up. So one sahabi, Abdullah bin Tariq radiallahu an, he says, "Hada awwalul ghadar." This is the first betrayal. I cannot trust you. He takes out his sword and he starts fighting until he was made shaheed. The last 2 sahaba radiallahu anhum, Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu an, and Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an, they were sold by the Banu Hudayl to the kuffar of Makkah Mukarrama. So Safwan bin Umayyah bought Sayyiduna Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an in order to assassinate him and kill him in lieu of his father Umayyah bin Khalaf, who was killed in Badr. So in order to kill him, in order to take revenge, he bought Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an. And as soon as he bought him and brought him over to Makkah Mukarrama, he sent him out of Makkah Mukarrama, out of the haram of Makkah Mukarrama, to the area of Tan'im with his slave, so that the slave will kill him. There was a whole group of Sahaba, there was a whole group of Kuffar that had gathered to witness the assassination of the Sahabi Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu an. And at that time, Abu Sufyan asked him that famous question, the incident we hear many a times, that, "Oh Zayd, will you be happy if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to be in your place today?" Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to be assassinated and you would be safe and your life would be spared. At that time, Zayd radiallahu an, staring death in front, with death staring him in his eyes, he says that, "But I take a qasam in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ma uhibbu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi makanihi alladhi huwa fihi tusibuhu shawkatun tu'dhihi wa anni jalisun fi ahli." Forget Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life being taken. "I cannot tolerate the fact that even a thorn has to prick Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he is safe and sound among his family. If you have to give me this option that you will be safe and in lieu of your safety, just a thorn will prick your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not happy for that. I rather give my life, but no harm must come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Abu Sufyan, who was a disbeliever at that time, he mentioned those famous words, "Ma ra'aytu minan nasi ahadan yuhibbu ahadan ka hubbi ashabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammadan." That I haven't seen any people have love for anyone like the love that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us one fraction of this love which sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last sahabi, Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu an, he was sold to the children, to the family of Harith bin Amir, because he had killed Harith bin Amir in Badr. So the family and the children of Harith bin Amir had bought Khubayb radiallahu an in order to take revenge for the killing of their father. They kept him as captive for a few months, waiting for the sacred months to pass. Whilst he was a captive, the daughter of Harith bin Amir, Zainab, who later on became a Sahabiya radiallahu anha, she says that I never saw a captive like Khubayb radiallahu an. She says that I would see him eating and enjoying a bunch of grapes when there were no grapes in Makkah Mukarramah. This was rozi and rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him. Whilst he was in captivity, Allah would bless him with this bunch of grapes and he would enjoy it when there were no grapes in Makkah Mukarramah. Then she goes on to explain that when the time for his assassination and his killing came close, the time for his execution had come close, so he asked for a razor in order to remove unwanted hair. And she says that I gave him this razor and I didn't realize that my young child went near him. And she says, I got a shock when I saw that my young child is sitting in his lap. Now he is a captive that is about to be executed. He has a razor in his hand and my child is sitting in his lap. What would stop him from killing my child because of what is going to happen to him? So when he sees me in this state, he says, don't worry, I won't do anything. We are not people who deceive. Nevertheless, finally the day came for Khubayb radiallahu anhu to be executed. Again, there was a huge group, huge crowd of kuffar that were around. Khubayb radiallahu anhu first asked permission from them to offer two rakats of salah. And the ulama say that this was the first person in Islam to offer two rakats of salah before being executed. Before being killed, he performed two rakats of salah. So he performed these two rakats of salah. And thereafter he says to the kuffar, that if it wasn't for the fact that you would think that I am lengthening my salah just to delay my execution, that the reason for me lengthening my salah is to delay this execution, if it wasn't for the fact that you would think like this, I would have continued with my salah. Then he was tied to the cross, he was tied to the wood in order for him to be executed. Now he says, O Allah, Allahumma, inna qad ballaghna risalata rasulik, فَبَلِّغْهُ الْغَدَاةَ مَا يُسْنَعُ بِنَا. O Allah, we have passed on the message of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That responsibility of passing on the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of serving his deen. O Allah, we have done that. Now you pass on to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam what is happening to me now. And he says, Allahumma inni la ajidu may yuballighu rasulaka minni salam faballighu. O Allah, I have no way to pass my final salam to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, on my behalf, you pass on the salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. O Allah, you count each one of them and you kill each one of them separately. And O Allah, don't allow any one of them to remain. The kuffar were very frightened when they heard this dua. There are many incidents of the reaction of the kuffar when they heard this dua of Khubayb bin Adi radiallahu an. And then he mentioned his famous words of poetry, فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا عَلَىٰ أَيِّ شِقٍ كَانَ فِي اللَّهِ مَسْرَعِي وَذَلِكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَهِ وَإِيَّ يَشَأْ يُبَارِكْ عَلَىٰ أَوْصَالِ شِلْوٍ مُمَزَّعِي. That I don't know, I am not concerned. فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. I am not concerned when I am killed and made shaheed in the condition of being a Muslim. If I'm giving my life in Islam, then I'm not worried about giving my life. It doesn't concern me that my life is going. Ala ayyi shiqqin kana fillahi masra'i. On whichever side I may fall, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa dhalika fi dhatil ilah. And this is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah wants, Allah can place barakah in the scattered limbs of a dead corpse. Allah has the power to put barakah in that body as well. So I'm not concerned about this. When we look at what is going on in Gaza today, and the manner in which our brothers and sisters are giving out their life, we can think of this, of these lines of poetry of Khubayb radiallahu an, that the blood that they are shedding is not going in vain. It's going for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah can place a lot of barakah in the body of these people and in the shahadat of these people. Inshallah, there will be a lot of khair and goodness that will come out for the ummah because of the life and the blood that has been spilled currently of the Muslims. So it was because of this incident And the manner in which the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were betrayed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very affected because of this. And therefore 2 years later, in Rabiul Awwal, the 6th year after Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out with 200 Sahaba radiallahu anhum to take revenge from the Banu Lahyan tribe who had assassinated the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and handed over these two Sahaba radiallahu anhum to the Kuffar for them to be executed in this manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he left Madinah Munawwara, he did not mention his intention to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because he wanted to attack the Banu Lahyan all of a sudden without them realizing. So he gave the impression that he is traveling towards the direction of Sham. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled for a certain distance towards Sham. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a turn and moved towards the area of the Banu Lahyan tribe. He appointed Abdullah bin Ummi Maktum radiallahu anhu on Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled very fast. It was a long distance, more than 200 miles. Here again it shows the whole nature of the war had changed. Now in order to take revenge for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is traveling 200 miles away out of Medina Munawwara. When he reached a valley named Ghuran, where the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were made shaheed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. By now the Banu Lahyan had heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling in their direction. So they were afraid and they ran away to the mountain tops. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the area, none of them were there. He stayed for approximately 2 days there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out small groups in different directions to go and look for them and to pursue them. However, they were nowhere in sight and they could not be found. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this area, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to use this occasion and this opportunity. Since he was quite close to Makkah Mukarramah, so he wanted to use this opportunity to instill fear in the hearts of the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. So he decides to travel to a place named Usfan, which was 2 days journey out of Makkah Mukarramah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled here, and then he even further sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu 10 horsemen closer to Makkah Mukarramah, to a place Qura'ul Ghamim, which was very close to Makkah Mukarramah, in order to instill fear in the hearts of the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah. And after they went to this place, they returned. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu returned to Madinah Munawwara. And it was on this return journey that for the first time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited this dua, which is a masnoon dua when returning from a journey. Aibuna, taibuna, abiduna li rabbina hamidun. That we are returning, we are making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our shortcomings in this journey. And we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was out of Madinah Munawwara for a total of 14 nights. Inshallah, we will continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.